Morning, guys. Morning, listeners. How are we all?
We're all fantastic and excited about is it Sir?
Sir.
Right.
So, yeah, Big Sir, the new operator. If you've got an Apple computer out there and now they've been nudging you to go along and upgrade your Apple computer to Big Sir, I put all this up on the website as well. If you didn't install the last one, which was Catalina, you really need to think twice before you go along and do this, because it will wipe off old software on your computer as well. I'll put a way for you to check what it's going to wipe off on there as well. If you, and people say, will my computer actually take it as well? If you get offered it, it will take it. Most Macs from 2014 on will be able to take it. It's a large update. It's 12 gig on there as well. Geez. So it is a big update. It will take time to download. And the key thing in all of it, make sure you back to your Mac up with Time Machine before attempting the installation. But if you've got a modern Mac, it looks and runs really well.
All right, so get onto that. New Apple computer's got the... It's just all happening in the world of Apple at the moment. Their own chips, they're out now, along with a new HomePod Mini.
Yeah, we discussed this last week. I've actually... The MacBook Pro arrived on my desk yesterday, which was great. I spent last night setting up. Got to say, it is blazingly fast.
Mm.
Very, very impressive. I'll give you a better review next week or the week after. You've got to run it for a while. And the HomePod Mini, which is their bargain Apple speaker, which only sells for $149. For a small speaker, I reckon it's probably got the best sound out of anything I've heard.
Mm. Now, Apple have been big on this for a while, Richard. They really want to control everything they can do, and I guess the chip was probably one of the last things that they weren't doing.
That's exactly right. Mm. Now they control, you know, Intel don't have a say in it, AMD don't have a say in it. I mean, so many people use iPhones and iPads, and you know, we've got to say the iPad Pro was always a blazingly fast computer, but some of the specs that are coming out of, you know, for the new, like the MacBook Pro, and I've got to say the Mac Mini as well, if you ever thought about wanting to get into buying an Apple computer for $1,099, that you can buy one that's lightning quick. But it is about them controlling every aspect, and that's not a bad thing. Sometimes, because, you know, in this world of security issues and everything like this, there's always less issues on a Mac than there is on a Windows computer.
All right. Now, speaking of prices, how much is an iPhone 12 Pro Max in Brazil?
I thought I'd bring this up because we always complain about pricing in this country and we always think we pay a bit more. But in Brazil, in Australia, you pay $1,849 for the new iPhone 12 Pro Max. In Brazil, in Australian dollars, $3,500 is what it costs.
What is that?
If it's not made in Brazil, they put tax on it. But if it's an imported electronic... Anything import electronics, they whack a tax on, which will make your eyes water on there as well. So thank goodness we don't live in Brazil.
So just on that, Richard, are you telling me that there might be a company in Brazil that's making iPhones that or smartphones that we've never heard of?
It could be.
Okay.
What I was going to say, what do they make in Brazil apart from wax and G-string bikinis? Oh, just from what I've heard.
Is there anything else in life?
That's it. We're done.
We're done.
That's a big price difference, isn't it? Now, a crime ring. We love a bit of crime news. We certainly love a bit of identity theft news. Another good opportunity to sneak in some chats here this morning, Michael Whittle, with their great song "Identity Theft." Now, have you heard this song, Richard?
Yeah, once or twice.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Now, this crime ring have stole thousands of Facebook passwords. You tell the story, because this is a ripper.
Okay, so the crime operation tricked hundreds of thousands of Facebook users into handing over their account passwords. People say, how would they do that? Let's remind people of there was a thing floating around on Facebook that said, they posed as a legitimate service, and what it did is it actually supposedly showed you the Facebook users that had looked at your profile. And people were very interested in that. And I remember when this happened, I thought, God, this looks absolutely dodgy. So if if Anthony wanted to see exactly, who's been looking at his Facebook profile, you logged on, put all your username and details in there, and turns out it was all fake on there as well. So they tricked hundreds of thousands of people into going along and doing it. Thought they'd all locked it away, but they forgot to put a password on their stuff when they actually stole all the stuff as well, which meant anybody with a web browser could actually view the information, including the details about how they carried out the operation. So these blokes weren't masterminds at all. So,
certainly weren't dotting I's and crossing T's, Richard Pascoe.
Exactly right. But, you know, hundreds of thousands. You know, if you ever get that sort of thing that says, you know, see who's looked at this or see who's looked at that, you know, the warning bell should be going off, you know, at that time.
It's a good scam, though. Good way to hook someone in.
Yeah, but they're all idiots for not locking it down in the first place.
Now, we go to the Wish website, and you hear plenty of stories of this going rather pear-shaped.
You do. Have you ever bought anything from Wish?
No.
I get the Facebook ads for Wish with some very questionable products, Richard Pascoe.
He's got a very strange COVID mask, that's for sure. I don't think it's supposed to have zippers across the mouth or be made of leather.
Yeah, we're going to drive some traffic to them today. So make sure you know what you're about to buy for. There was an ad on there which caught my eye the other day. They said 15.6 fully high-definition screen on there is with a laptop. 8 RAM, not 8 gigabytes of RAM, and a 1 TB HD or a 512 SSD. Sounds like you're buying a laptop, isn't it?
You would think so.
Yes, you would at the time. It's got a Retina display, they said, HDMI port. Still sounds like you're buying a laptop.
And only $26. I'd grab a couple.
Yeah, well, you would too. Turns out it was the cover that goes over the laptop.
Jeez. They're unreal, are they?
Brilliant.
Those stooges are out there, mate. They are out there. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Thanks for your time this morning. Have a great week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.